Nesechtes Babakama, Daf Samach Hei, four lines from the top of Daf Samach Hei Omen Aleph, and in the Gemara on Daf Samach Dal Omen Beis, when the Gemara was dashing in the Pasuk of him Matzi to Matzi Biyadi Hagneva, Mishor Ad Chamor Ad Seh, Chayim, Shnayim, Mishalim, Gemara ended off that we know that the Gadol is Chayim to pay Kefal in all scenarios, and as long as he stole Dovah Metaltal Veguf and Mammon based on a Riboy Miyat Riboy, and then the Gemara had to dash in the extra words in the Pasuk of Shor Chamor Seh, as well as Gneva and Chayim. The Gemara stated from the word Shor Chamor and Seh, we learn Chad and then we had the extra words of Gneva v'chayim, and the Gemara said that's l'chadarav the amma achil karen kein shagonav. And as Rashi stated on Daf Samach Daf Beis, l'kamon hi b'shmeitzin, that this member of Rav will be the discussion on Daf Samach Hei Omen Aleph that we will have right now. Dim gonav behima, that if Reuven stole an animal, the animal decreased in value either because it became weaker by itself or the market price of the animal went down. The mishalm kishas l'gneva, and Rav teaches us that you pay Karen based on the time that you stole the animal. Even though the animal's value went down, we revive the value of the animal as if it's the time that he stole the animal. And since at the time that Reuven stole the animal was worth more, Reuven has to pay Karen based on the time that he stole the animal. Our Gemara now begins Gufo. We learned beforehand, Rav stated, Karen Kein Shaganav, that when Reuven steals an animal and he wants to pay it back using cash, then he has to pay back its principal value based on the time they stole the animal, and Tashlum Mekeva, Tashlum Abba V'chamisha, Keshas Hamad V'din. However, if Reuven was not moider that he stole the item, and the only way that we found out that he stole the item is through Edim, and therefore he's Chayiv Kefal, or in a case where Reuven was Tavach HaMacha, and he shechted the animal, or he sold the animal, and then, as we know, he's going to be Chayiv to pay Dal V'hei, so those payments will be evaluated based on the value of the animal at the time that he's brought to court. And keep in mind that certainly Kefal can be evaluated based on the time that he's brought to court. However, when he shechted the item, or he sold the item, and the item is no longer here, then the valuation would be based on the actual time they did the tficha or mechira. The Gemara explains, my time at Rav, what is the makar for Rav Shita? It's on makar, the pasuk of Mishpatim states, and as the Gemara says, the words chayim and gneva are extra, as we explain in Akdama, and therefore we learn out, then when the ganav comes to pay for the principal that he stole, then he has to pay based on the value of the item at the time they stole the item. And this point to the Gemara feels that Rav's din, that you bring the principal back to life and make sure you pay based on the original value, is going to be the din in all scenarios. It doesn't make a difference if the value of the item appreciated or depreciated based on market conditions, or if the ganav himself caused the item to appreciate by feeding it a lot of food, or if the ganav himself caused the animal to lose value based on the fact that he withheld food from it, or that he hid it and therefore he weakened the animal. However, keep in mind that in Taisus Diba Maskel Gufa Om Rav Karen Kein Shaganav, Taisus points out Maskon and Nusar Minon the Rav Ayril in Yoyker Vezayla, that the Maskon of the Gemara will come out. The Rav is only discussing a case where the value of the animal either appreciated or depreciated based on market conditions, and otherwise Rav's din does not apply. And then Taisus points out the Lemaisa, this din of Rav of Karen Kein Shaganav, is not actually the Chiddush of Rav, because that is actually a Mishnah Mefureshes that's at the beginning of Perek Hagazel Kama on the Tzadik Gimel Beis. That the Mishnah states, Kol HaGazon, Mishalim and Kishas HaGzela, that any time someone steals something, they will pay back that item based on the value of the item at the time that they stole the item. And of course, by Gzela, there is only a din of Karen, and there is no din of Kefal or Tashlumi Dal Vehei, as Tashlumi Kefal and Tashlumi Dal Vehei only applies to a case of Gneva. And therefore, Taisus explains that in a Chinami, that Iku Rav, L'os L'Shminon, Ela Tashlumi Kefal, Tashlumi Abba B'Chamisha, Kishas HaMad B'din, that the Iku Chiddush of Rav is not regarding Karen, as certainly the din is that you pay Karen Kein Shaganav. And the Chiddush of Rav is that the only time that we say you pay Kein Shaganav is only for the principal, but not for Kefal and not for Abba B'chamisha, as that you would pay based on Tshas HaMadu B'din. And Taisus then continues and is bothered that L'chari, the limud that we just brought for Rav, which was based on the Pasuk of Gneva V'chayim, and the Gemara explained Achil Karen Kein Shaganav, and it's mashman that Rav is bringing Makar to his din that you pay Karen Kein Shaganav, and L'chari, if the Chiddush of Rav is Ben Gay Tashlum and Kefal Tashlum Abba B'chamisha, so L'chari, what does this Makar have to do with Kefal and Abba B'chamisha? And therefore, on the third of the wide lines, Taisus points out, V'hachi Purushai, Amakra, Gneva V'chayim, Achi L'Karen Ke'in Shaganav, U'mashmolei Dafka L'Karen, V'loi Tashlumi Dal V'hei, and the Pasuk is telling us that the only time we say you pay Ke'in Shaganav is only B'negei the Gneva itself and B'negei the principal. However, the Torah is telling us that you should be Medayik, that you should only be Achi L'Karen Ke'in Shaganav. However, when paying Kefal and paying for Dal V'hei, you must pay based on Shas HaMadu B'din. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes stated, Amino Kinayim that it must have been that Rav was very drowsy and he was sleeping at the time that he said this memra, and I argue on his din, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that says that if Reuven stole an animal that was lean and then he fattened up the animal, that Reuven would have to pay kefil and tashlumi above chamisha based on the time that he stole the animal and not at the time that it got fatter and not at the time of Hamad Bedin. And therefore we see Mefurish against the din of Rav, as Rav stated that tashlumi kefil with tashlumi above chamisha is kashas Hamad Bedin. And the Gemara answers Amri that Rav will explain Mishum da Amalei and not Patimna ba'at Shaklis, that the Mazik will say to the Nizik that how could you think that I would have to pay based on Shas Hamad Bedin if I was the one that fattened up this animal and I was the one who invested in the animal, and therefore it can't be that I'll pay kefil and tashlumi above chamisha based on the time of Hamad Bedin. Certainly in a case where I was the cause to actually increasing the value of the animal, that tashlumi kefil and tashlumi above chamisha will be based on kein sheganav and not based on the value at the time of Hamad Bedin. Therefore keep in mind that although when Rav Sheshes asked this question, the Gemara had a havmina, Rav held that in all cases of tashlumi kefil and tashlumi above chamisha you pay kishas Hamad Bedin, and even if the ganav increased its value be a dayim and with his own hands and with his own value. However, the Gemara comes out that the only time that Rav said his halacha is only in a scenario where the animal went up in value based on market conditions, or the animal became fatter by itself and it wasn't based on the ganav's work or the ganav feeding the animal a lot of food, and that was not what caused the animal to become more valuable. And it's only in those cases where Rav held that you paid kishas Hamad Bedin. But if the reason why the animal became larger and became more valuable was because the ganav fattened it up and the ganav went and gave it a lot of food, and certainly when the ganav would pay for kefil or pay for dal v'hei, he would pay based on its value at the time of the gneva and not based on the time of his court case. And the Gemara will now continue and ask another question on Rav from a brisa, and based on this question we will once again be able to refine the shita of Rav and understand when Rav said has halacha. As Tashma we learned in the brisa, Shmeina v'chisha, in a case where at the time where Reuven stole an animal it was fatter and it was therefore more valuable, and then Reuven himself, who was the ganav, he actually weakened the animal either by having it work very hard or by hitting it with a stick or by withholding fruit from it. And as Rashi says, v'chisha ha-ganav v'chisha b'yadayim b'tereach malacha oy b'makal, and the Brisa tells us b'sham tashlumi kefil tashlumi abba v'chamisha ke'in she-ganav, then when Reuven comes to pay kefil or he comes to pay abba v'chamisha, he would have to pay based on the time that he stole the animal, which is of course a higher value. And once again this is a steer to Rav, as Rav stated tashlumi kefil tashlumi abba v'chamisha is k'shas ha-mad b'din. The Gemara answers hasam nami m'shim damin le mali kotla kula mali kotla palgo, and even Rav would agree with the din of that price. Certainly in a case where Reuven stole an animal that was worth $1,000 and a moment later he went and shechted that animal, and certainly even though at a later point when they go to Hamad Bedin the animal is now worth less than $1,000 as Reuven shechted the animal, but ultimately Reuven was the cause for the animal going down in value, and therefore certainly Reuven would have to pay dal v'hei based on the time of the shechita, and at that point it was worth $1,000. And therefore in a case where Reuven actually caused the value of the animal to go down based on the fact that he either overworked the animal or because he hit the animal, so certainly Reuven was also the one that caused the loss in value to this animal, and therefore certainly Reuven has to pay kefil and he has to pay dal v'hei based on the time which was right before he started hitting the animal or started overworking the animal. And that is why the Brisa says that Reuven has to pay based on the value it had at the time that it was stolen. And as Rashi explains, mali kotlo palgo hilkach mahi shaita da'achosha, from the moment that Reuven started devaluing the animal either by overworking it or by abusing the animal, aschol tficha, that is considered like the time they started shechting the animal, and therefore certainly Reuven would have to pay based on its value prior to that point. And l'chayr, both of these terutzim of the Gemara that we just had are really telling us the same thing, as in the case where the animal went up in value based on Reuven doing something b'yadayim, and we have a svar of anah patimna va'achaklis, and now in our Gemara where Reuven did a ma'aseh b'yadayim that caused the animal to go down in value, where the Gemara used a lashon of mali kotla kula mali kotla palga, it's really telling us the same idea that Rav never said his din in a case where the reason why the animal went up in value or the animal went down in value was based on a ma'aseh that Reuven did. As if the animal went up in value based on Reuven's efforts, then the ganav will say to the nizik that it doesn't make sense that you should actually gain from my work, and I'm not patimna va'achaklis. Of course it doesn't make sense misvara, and the same is in a case where Reuven was the cause for animal depreciating, that the owner of the animal says to the ganav that how could it be that you caused the diminution of value and now I'll lose out based on the fact that you overworked my animal, or since you were machash should be a dayim, and certainly I should get paid based on shasak zela. And l'chayr it is meduyik taken the words of the Gemara that said Hasam Nami, and it seems that the first Teretz of Gemara, as well as the second Teretz of Gemara, are really using similar svaras to explain the Shita of Rav. And the Gemara continues, Ki kam Rav, and when did Rav say his halacha, that by Kefal and by Tashlumi Abba V'chamisha, you pay Kishas HaMad B'din, that's B'yekev V'zeilu Hudakama, it's only in a case where the reason why the animal went up in value, or went down in value, was based on market conditions, or as Rashi tells us, if the animal has been spat Me'le'ah, and it became fatter by itself, as for example, the animal got older and was eating in a normal fashion and it became more valuable, or in the opposite case, where the animal became less valuable because, for example, if it got sick and therefore it went down in value, and only in those cases did Rav tell us then that Tashlum Mekefel, Tashlum Abba V'chamisha is Kishas HaMadu B'din. And although we just discussed the Din of Rav as it pertained to the Din of Kefel and the Din of Tashlum Abba V'chamisha, which you would pay Kishas HaMadu B'din, however, similarly, Rav holds B'negei Karen and B'negei the principle that the Ganav stole, they would pay Kein Shaganav in the case of Yekru V'Zegla, and it would seem that this would be the din, even in a case where Reuven went and actually was Tavach Humacha, and even though you would pay Tashlumi Abba V'Chamisha, Kishas HaMadu B'din, however the Ganav would have to pay for the principle, Kein Shaganav, and not Kishas HaMadu B'din. And the Gemara now asks, Hechi Dami, in what case would Rav say that you pay the Karen Kein Shaganav, even in a case where Reuven actually was Tavach Humacha, and therefore they'll be paying for Tashlumi Abba V'Chamisha, Kishas HaMadu B'din, however for the Karen itself and for the actual principle, he'll pay Kein Shaganav. And the Gemara says, if it's talking about a case that originally at the time of the Gzegelah, the animal was worth one zuz, and at the end result, it was worth four zuz at the time of Tvicha Mechira, so Karen Kein Shaganav, how can you say that Rav would say in that scenario that Reuven would have to pay for Karen based on the time they stole the animal, which would be, of course, a zuz, Lema Pliga to Rav and Rabba, then let us say that Rav is actually Becholikon Rabba, Dom Rabba, because Rabba says, if Reuven stole a barrel of wine from his friend, and we know B'negei Gzela, there is no Chiv of Kefal or Dal Vehei, Meikar Shavi Zuza, and originally when Reuven stole the item, it was only worth a Zuz, L'Besef Shavi Dal Zuzi, and the end result, at the time when the item is no longer Ba'ilam and is no longer Ba'en, based on market conditions, the item was worth four Zuz, Rabba holds that if the reason why the item is no longer Ba'en is Tavrei Shasir, is because Reuven himself went and broke the barrel, or he drank the actual wine, then Reuven would have to pay for the principal based on its current value at the time that he actually destroyed the item, and at this point it's worth four zuz, and therefore Reuven has to pay a full four zuz, and he wouldn't pay based on the original Shas HaGzela, and he wouldn't pay only one zuz. However, Itma Memela Mishalem Zuza, if the barrel broke on its own, then Reuven would only have to pay based on the original Shas HaGzela, and they'll only have to pay one zuz. And Rashi explains that what is the reason that it was Tavir Shasya that Reuven would have to pay Dal zuz? Zok Rashi, that in the Gemara and Bab Metzia, in the Mafkid on Daf Mem Gilmam Alf, the Gemara explained the Chol Kamad Isay Be'ino B'Shus of the Mar Kaima, that at all time that the barrel is still around and still Be'en, it is considered like the owner of the barrel still has it in his Rishus, the Boy Ladure, since the Gazlan has a Chiyav V'Heshifetz Exela, and he has to actually return the barrel Be'en, and Hilkach B'Shus of the Mar Hakra, and therefore when it all went up in value, it's considered as if it went up in value while it was still in the Rishus of the owner, and that he shaited the Tav of Bishasa Hudaka Gazla, and therefore in Reuven now breaks the barrel or he drinks the wine, it's as if Reuven actually made a new Maisek Zela, and it's as if at this point that he destroys the barrel and he no longer could return the barrel Ben, that he stole the barrel of wine from the owner, and at this point it's worth four zuz, and that's why he has to pay four zuz. However, Rashi continues, if the barrel broke on its own, certainly there was no new Maisek Zela at the time that he broke it or he drank the wine, because he didn't break it and he didn't drink the wine, and therefore Amay Mechayvisle, for what reason can you be Mechayv Reuven to pay for this barrel of wine, and he shaited the Gazla, it's only based on the original Gzela, and at that time was the time that he actually made a Maisek Gzela, but he shaited Zuzahu Deshavya, and that time the barrel of wine was only worth a Zuz, and that is why there's a difference between a case of Tavre Shasya or a case of Itba Memela, and how is this Did of Rabba different than the Did of Rab, and why did Gemara say, Lema Pliga de Rabba de Rabba, because Rav said his Alocha that you pay Karen Kein Shaganav, even in a case of Tvicha Mechira and Lechira, if Reuven, who is the Ganav, goes and shechs the animal, then certainly he did a Maisek B'Daim at that point, and since until that point the animal was Be'en, and he could have returned the animal, so as Rashi said, that Kol Kama De'isa Be'en B'Shusa De'mara Kaima, therefore when Reuven goes and actually shechs the animal, then he actually did a new Maisek Gneva at that point, and since at the point of the Tficha Mechira, the animal was already worth 4 Zuz, and L'chair, according to Rabbah, Reuven should have to pay 4 Zuz, and as we saw, Rav said that you pay Karen Kein Shaganav, Reuven only has to pay 1 Zuz for the principal payment and for the Karen, and therefore we see that Rav is Chaluk on the Din of Rabbah, and the Gemara answers, Amri, Ki Kamar Rav, Kagoyin, Mikar Shavi Dal, Busef Shavi Zuzah. Certainly in a case where Reuven actually stole an animal that was worth 1 Zuz, and then it went up to 4 Zuz, now the animal is no longer Be'en, but Reuven did not do Tficha Mechira, and for example, the animal died, and certainly in that case, you would pay Karen Ke'en Shaganav, and you only pay 1 Zuz. And certainly in the case of Rabbah, where the animal went up in value and is now worth 4 Zuz, and Reuven actually did Tficha Mechira, then Rav would certainly agree, since Reuven went and B'Dayim did Tficha to this animal, we look at the Tficha as if he did a new Maisa Geneva at this point, and certainly Reuven would have to pay based on its current value and based on 4 Zuz for the Karen. We'd also have to make a Cheshbin for Dal V'Hei and appraised value based on current conditions, and he would pay based on the animal that's worth 4 Zuz, since at the point of Tficha Mechira, it was valued at 4 Zuz. And when Rav taught us that there is a case where a person would pay Tashlun Abba of Chemisha based on Shas HaMad B'Din, while Karen you'd pay Ke'en Shaganav, is specifically talking about a case where originally when Reuven stole this animal, the value of the animal was 4 Zuz, and then based on market conditions, at the time that Reuven actually did Tficha Mechira, the animal's value was only 1 Zuz, and it is specifically in that case that Karen Ke'en Shaganav, since when Reuven originally stole this animal, the value of the animal was 4 Zuz, therefore Reuven have to pay Karen based on the time they stole the animal, as even though potentially we have to look at this, if there were two Maisa Gneva, and it was one Maisa Gneva at the time they stole the animal, and one at the time they did Tficha Mechira, however ultimately you have to pay based on a higher value, and Tashlum Mekefel Tashlum Abba Chamisha Keshasa Mad B'Din, however Tashlum Mekefel and Tashlum Abba Chamisha, in that specific case you would pay Keshasa Mad B'Din, and you would pay based on a value of $100, and keep in mind, based on the way we're learning Agamara, and based on the Pashas of Rashi, then it would come out, if the Ganav did not do Tficha, and did not destroy the item B'Yadayim, then since the item is not Be'en, and therefore the Ganav cannot return the item itself, it would not make a difference if the item went up in value based on market conditions, or if it went down in value based on market conditions, and all cases Chiyuv to pay Karen would be Ke'en Shaganav, just like Rabbi said, that Itma Memela is Mishal Mezuzah, and you would pay based on the time of Gneva, however the Chiyuv Tashlum Mekefel would be based on Shas HaMad B'Din, and the Rosh explains the Svara as to the reason why you pay Karen Ke'en Shaganav, while Tashlum Mekefel Tashlum Abba V'Chemisha, you pay Shas HaMad B'Din, and the Rosh explains that the reason why a person's Chayiv to pay for Karen is because of the Maisa Gneva, however Kefel and the Chiyuv Dal Behei is not based on the Maisa Gneva, and as the Pasuk says, Asher Yashin Alehim, that it's the Bezdin that actually causes him to be Chayiv to pay Kefel, and as we know that if someone's Moed B'Ktas, then even though there was a Maisa Gzela, they would be Potter from paying Kefel or paying Dal Behei, and therefore when appraising the value that you're Chayiv for Kefel or for Dal Behei, you have to base it based on HaMad B'Din, as that is the time when you actually have the Chiyuv to pay Kefel and to pay Dal Behei, and not prior to that. However, since it's based on Tficha, and at the time of Tficha, you destroyed the item, so then you base the value based on the time of Tficha, and not exactly at the time of HaMad B'Din. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rav Chanina L'Siyu L'Rav, Rav Chanina brought a Braisa that will be a Raya to the Shita of Rav, and the Braisa states as follows, Bal Abayish Yitoin Tainiz Galim B'Bekodin, if Reuven is a Shem Mechinam, and the Lashna Atira, he's called the Bal Abayish, and he is guarding an item for Shimon, and then Shimon comes and asks him for the item back, and Reuven claims that the item was stolen, and then Reuven swears falsely that the item was stolen, and then Reuven admits that he swore falsely, and therefore as we know that Moed B'Knas is Potter, and since he was Moed, he's not going to be Chayav to pay Kefel, Ubo Edim, and then Edim come afterwards, and they say that we know that Reuven lied, and Reuven actually stole this item. The Braisa teaches us, in that case of Imat Shlo Bo Edim Hoida, that Reuven was Moed prior to Edim coming to the Bezin, testifying that Reuven stole the item, Mishalem Karen V'Chaymish V'Asham, and in that case, Reuven will not be Chayav to pay Kefel, because he was Moed B'Knas, and even though it was Hoida B'Knas, they would still be potter from paying Kefel, but you have to pay for Karen as well as the Chaymish and Asham, because since Reuven was Moed, they swore falsely, therefore he's Chayiv to bring an Asham Gzeles, and he's also Chayiv to pay a Chaymish. However, if Reuven was only Moed that he swore falsely, if the Edom already came and testified in Bezdin that he actually stole the item, and the Ganav did not steal this item from the Shayim and Chinam, then Misham Teshlum Kefel of Asham, then in that case, since the Edom came and they were the ones who told us that he stole this item, therefore Reuven's going to be chayav to pay kefal, and he'll also have to pay an asham, because ultimately he was moida that he swore falsely, and anytime someone's moida that he swore falsely, mostly in the case of Toyin Tainis Ganav, you bring an Asham Gzeilis. However, although generally when someone is murdered that they swore falsely, not only do they have to bring an Asham Gzeilis, but they also have to pay a Chaimish. However, the Chaimish Oyle Bekfeiloi Div Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds that since he's paying Kefal in this case, and as long as the Chaimish equals the exact value of the Kefal, then once the Ganav pays the Kefal to the owner, then it's as if he paid him the Chaimish as well, and therefore he doesn't have to pay a separate payment for the Chaimish. As Rashi says, that Rabbi Yaakov is talking about a specific scenario where the chaimish and the amount that he'll have to pay for kefal were exactly the same. They have a kefilah tefei chaimisha, as if the payment for kefal would actually be more than the chaimish. Lav chaimisha habay, it's not considered that he paid a chaimish. By paying kefal to the owner could not receive their kapara for paying chaimish, as it's a different amount. Adam ishalam chaimish until you pay an exact chaimish. The chaimish kapara the shvu, and the reason he's chayav to pay a chaimish is for a kapara, for the fact that he swore falsely. And of course, the Gemara will have to explain how it's possible to have a scenario where the kefal that a person's chayiv will be the same as the chaimish. As for example, if Reuven stole an item that's worth $1,000, then kefal would be $1,000, and he would have to pay $2,000, and the amount that he has to pay for chaimish is 25% more than $1,000, which is $1,250. We evaluate chaimish milabar, and therefore, once you have $1,250, then $250 is 20% of $1,250. And therefore, in a standard case, kefal will be four times as much as chaimish, and therefore, what is the case Rabbi Yaakov is referring to, where the amount that the ganav is paying for kefal will be the exact amount of chaimish, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv to pay an additional chaimish. And we continue on Daf Samach Chayim Beis, the Chamarim and the Cham argue on Rabbi Yaakov, and they say Bereishiv v'chamishisav, that since the Torah says the Lashon Bereishiv, which refers to the principle, and it says Lashon v'chamishisav, and it's fifth, Marma Mishtalim Bereish Moisav Chaimish, and therefore they learn out that the only time there's a din of chaimish is only when a person is only paying Karen. However, Marma Shein Mishtalim Bereish, if there's a case where a person is not only paying Karen, but he's paying Kefal, a mice of Chaimish, then in that case, there is no Chiyuv of Chaimish, and even if the amount of the Chaimish is not equal to the amount of Kefal, and therefore, although Rabbi Yaakov said that the only time that we pat you from Chaimish is only when the value of the Chaimish equals to the same amount of Kefal, however, the Chacham expand that din, and they hold that as long as a person will pay Kefal, then there won't be a Chiyuv of Chaimish, and the only time that the Torah requires a person to pay Chaimish is only in a scenario where he's not paying Kefal, and for example, in the case of Maida Beknas, where Reuven would not pay kefal, then in that case he would pay chaimish. And keep in mind that although the Fidei Chachamim, you would not pay a chaimish in a case where you pay kefal, however, certainly the ganav swore falsely, and therefore you have to bring an Asham Gzeilis based on the fact that he swore falsely, even though since he pays kefal, therefore he's going to be potter from paying the chaimish. However, Rav Shimei Chai actually adds on to the words of the Chachamim, and he holds in chaimish for Asham Mishtalim and Makam Sheish kefal, that once there's a chi of kefal, not only will you be potter from chaimish, and there is no responsibility to pay chaimish, but even though the ganav swore falsely, he will still not be responsible to bring an Asham Gzeilis. A little bit later on the Amid, the Gemara will discuss the machlekes between the Chacham and Rav Shimei Chai and their Mekoyres. However, the Gemara continues, Ketani Mias, that we just learned, Chaim She'oloi Bekfeiloi, the Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov said that as long as there's a case where the chaimish is equal to kefal, then you would not have to pay an extra chaimish. And the Gemara asks, Hechidami, in what scenario could you have a case that the chaimish and the kefal are exactly the same as Elaim de Mekor Shavidal, Besef Shavidabah? If you can tell me that originally when Reuven stole the item, it was worth 4 zuz, and the end result it was still worth 4 zuz, how can you say that the chaimish is equal to the amount of the kefal? Certainly the chiyuv to pay kefal will be based on 4 zuz, and therefore you have to pay full 4 zuz, the chaimish azuzah, and a fifth would be a zuz. We evaluate the chaimish shom lebar, and therefore once you have 5 zuz, then 1/5 of 5 zuz is 1 zuz, and certainly in that case you would have to pay both for the kefal and for the chaimish, because the kefal and chaimish would not be equivalent. Therefore, it must be that the scenario that Rabbi Yaakov is referring to is a scenario where originally, when Reuven stole the item, it was worth 4 zuz, and at the time of Hamad Bedin, the value of the item is only a zuz. And Lefi the sheet of Rav, this makes a lot of sense. The kefal zuza, that the chiyuv for kefal would be based on shas Hamad Bedin, and at the time of Hamad Bedin, the value of this item was 1 zuz, and therefore you have to pay 1 zuz for kefal, the chaim shezuza, and since chaimish is based on the shear of Karen, and Karen is Kain Shaganav, and at the time that you stole the item, it was valued at 4 zuz, therefore the chaimish is also a zuz. And this would be the only scenario where Rabbi Yaakov could say his din, when the amount that you have to pay for kefal is the same amount that you have to pay for chaimish, then as long as the ganav pays kefal, that would be considered a kiyum of his tashlumin for his chaimish. And as the Gemara says, Alma, Karen Kain Shaganav, tashlumin kefal, tashlumin dal vehe, Shasa Madar B'din. However, if we would not learn like Rav and we would not say that Karen is Ke'in Shagunav, then the Karen would not equal the amount of the Kefal, as the Chiyuv of Chaimish would only be a quarter of a Zuz, and the Chiyuv of Kefal would be one Zuz. And if Rabbi Yaakov did not learn like Rav, and he would hold that you pay Kefal based on the time of the Gneva, and since the item's value at the time of Gneva was 4 Zuz, therefore the Chiyuv of Kefal would be 4 Zuz, and the Chiyuv of Chaimish would only be 1 Zuz. Once again, the amount of Kefal would not equal to the amount of Chaimish, and therefore the only way to understand the Shita Rabbi Yaakov is only if we hold like Rav. And the Gemara continues, Rav explained that really you can't bring Mirayah from the words of Rabbi Yaakov to the din of Rav, as it's possible that Rabbi Yaakov doesn't hold like the Shita of Rav, and the case of Rabbi Yaakov is talking about a scenario where originally when Reuven stole the item was worth 4 Zuz, and now b'shasam adab din, the item was still worth 4 Zuz, and your question was that in that scenario, the Mimonashach Kefal will be 4 Zuz, and the Chiyuv of Chaimish will be 1 Zuz, and therefore you don't have a scenario where Kefal and Chaimish will be the equivalent amount, and how could it be that Rabbi Yaakov would say that you'd be part of Chaimish? And Rav explains that the scenario of Rabbi Yaakov is Kagon Shinishba v'chaz v'nishba abapamim v'hoida, that after the Shayim Chinam was turning Tainis Ganav, he then swore falsely 4 times that the item was stolen, and then he was Moida v'atayir Amra, and his Exeris Akasa that states v'chamish Yisav hatayir Ribsa chamishis habib b'karenachas, that even if the Shayim Chinam swore falsely about the same item multiple times, he would be chayiv to pay multiple chamishis based on each time that he made a shvua. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov teaches us that if Reuven swore 4 times about an item that was worth 4 zuz, so on each time he made a shvua, he's chayiv to pay a chamishis, which is 1 zuz, and he swore 4 times falsely, and therefore he's chayiv to pay 4 zuz. And since in this case he would have to pay 4 zuz for his kefal, therefore he's not going to have to pay chamishis as well, and he only have to pay a total of 4 zuz for kefal and not for chamishis. And therefore he can't bring me raya that Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rav, as certainly it's possible that when Rabbi Yaakov said that it's possible to have a scenario where a person would be paying the same amount for kefal as he is paying for chamishis is referring to a very specific case where the Shayim Chinam swore falsely on multiple occasions, and then he was Maida, and therefore his chamishis and his kefal would be equal. And specifically in that case, did Rabbi Yaakov teach the Chiddush that the Shayim Chinam would not have to double pay, and he would not have to pay kefal as well as chamishis? And the Gemara continues and will now bring the Makaris for the Chachamim as well as the Shita Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Before we begin, let's read the Psukim in Parshas Vayikra that discusses the dinim of Hashem Gzeilis and the dinim Chamishis, as the Pasuk says in Perek Hey, Pasuk of Dalid, Oy Mikol Ashi Yeshav Olav L'Shaka V'Shilam Oysev B'Reishai V'Chamishisav Yosef Olav L'Asher Hulo Yitnanu B'Yay Mashmasai. And the Pasuk continues in Pasuk of Hey, V'as Hashem Yovel Hashem Ayel Tom Menatzoin Be'echol Oshem Elakoyin. And our Gemara begins, Omer Ma, we stated V'Chamayim B'Reishai V'Chamishisai, that the Pasuk says that you have to pay for the principal, and you also have to add 20% surcharge, that the only time that you pay a chaimish is only if you only paid Karen. However, however, in a scenario where you're not paying Karen and you're paying kefal, a mice of chaimish, then you don't have to pay the extra surcharge and you don't have to pay 20%. But as we said, the chum hold that certainly even though you're paying kefal and you're not paying chaimish, the din of usher would still apply. And the Gemara is, why is it that you don't pay the chaimish? Because the pasuk says, and therefore we learn out that it's only when you're paying Karen, then you also add on a 20% surcharge. And if so, Ashem Nami, Loyal Shalim, the Lachari, you shouldn't have to bring a carbon Asham Gzeles, Toksib, Bureisha Vechamishisav, Vesashamai, the Lamaisa, the Pasuk says, Bureisha Vechamishisav. The next Pasuk begins and states, Vesashamai, and therefore we see that the only time that Asham Gzeles applies is only in the case where you pay Bureisha and you only pay Karen, but if you pay Kefal, you should Lachari be potter from bringing an Asham Gzeles. And of course, this is the Shita of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, who said, Ein Chemish Vashem Mishtalim, Vemakim Sheish Kefal, and Lachari, it is the actual Limud of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Gemara answers, Amr Lachari Rabbanon, Rabbanon will respond, Es Paske Kra, that since the Pasuk says, Es Ashamai, therefore it's a separation, and therefore the Torah is telling us that although you'll only pay Chemish when you only pay Karen, and if you pay Kefal, you'll not have a Chiyav of Chemish. However, the Chiyav of Hashem Gzeles always applies, even in a case where you're paying Kefal. The Gemara continues, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rab Shimon Bar Yochai hold that not only is a betor from Chaimish, but is also a betor from Hashem Gzeilis when a person pays kefal, Amalcha, he'll respond, Ve'es Arve Kra, by the fact that the Torah says Ve'es, and he uses above, therefore, Ma'arev the Tupsukim, and it's as if the Torah tells us that the only time that you bring in Hashem Gzeilis is only if there was a Chiyav Bereishai and only a Chiyav of Karen, but once there's a Chiyav of kefal, then not only will you be potter from Chaimish, but you'll also be potter from Hashem Gzeilis. The Gemara continues, Rabbanon and Rabbanon, Amir Lacha, they will respond, Loy that if the Torah wanted to tell us that we should be ma'ariv the psukim, the only requirement to bring in Hashem Gzeilis is only when there's a principal payment and not when there's a chiyuv of kefil, and the Torah shouldn't have written above and it shouldn't have written the word S, and by the fact that we wrote both of these words, therefore it must be the Torah tried to be mechalik between the psukim and making a break between the two psukim, specifically coming to teach us that there is a chiyuv of Hashem Gzeilis even in a case where you don't only pay Karen and you pay kefil. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Meichai Amalacha, however Rabbi Shimon Meichai will respond, S le sagid le kosov, that certainly the Torah had to make some sort of a hefzik and had to say the word S, lafsukim ben mamma gavoya le mamma hedid, because the Torah wanted to differentiate between the mamma gavoya, which is the Hashem Gzeilis, and the mamma hedid, which is the chiyuv of chamishas that goes to the owner of the item, hilkach asavav avikra, and since we had to write S, therefore the Torah also wrote above in order for us to understand that we still want the two psukim to be connected, as the Torah only wanted to be mechayiv you to bring an Hashem Gzeilis only in a case where you're only paying Karen, but if you're paying Kefil, then not only will you be potter from Chaimish, but you'll also be potter from being an Hashem Gzeilis. And Ayin Rashi Lafsuke ben Mamon Gavoya, referring to the Hashem Gzeilis, the Mamon Hedit, which is referring to the Chaimish, the Lava Erech Ara, Lavin Lav Dodi, as it's not normal to go and mix Hegdish together with Mamon Hedit, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.